ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
I'd like to start this morning because March is here. And March signifies the first quarter of the year. January is gone. February is gone. In terms of eternity, we can only have this cycle in 2022. But as regard time and eternity, January 2021 can never come back. February 2021, just a few hours. And then we are in March. I want to strongly recommend, because nothing is permanent anymore except the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 23. Proverbs 4 says, "My son, give attention to my words." So it's not just one. So you have 66 books. He said, "Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them." So it's possible that some people will not find it, because our attitude to the word of God determines what comes to us. He said, "For they are life to those who find them, and then health." That word health means medicine. "Health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life." The word of God. God's word is God's medicine. God's word is God's medicine. It is the medicine to your spirit man. It said the spirit of God, the spirit of man is the candor of the Lord. So God's word, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word," Matthew 4:4. So God's word is the food to your spirit man. God's word is the renewer to your soul. It's like the medicine to your soul. It helps you to see things from God's perspective. And then God's word is the medicine for your body. God's word, food to your spirit man, renewer to your soul, and then medicine to your body, or for your body. So what that simply suggests is what the Bible prescribed for us. That's how to understand. Doctors prescribe medicine. So God's prescribed this. Solomon strengthened it. He said, "My son, attend to my words." So he's one. "Incline your ears to my saying." Another one. "Keep them in the midst of your heart. Let them not depart from your mouth." So it's a complete dosage. So it's the medicine for your ministry. It is the medicine for your relationship. It is the medicine for your marriage. It is the medicine for your family. It is the medicine for your children. It is the medicine for your career. It is the medicine for your business. It always, God's word, we always walk when taken according to the prescriptions. He said, attend to it, incline your ear to it, look at it always, hide it in your heart. Because when we do, he said, they are alive to those who find them and health to all their flesh. So God's word is preventive. It delivers us from error. God's word, it's curative. So if you find yourself in the error already, it's also curative. God's word has no overdose. And God's word has no side effects. There is always a word in season to him who is weary. So please understand, as we move into the month of March, that month, I feel a sensing in my heart that what God wants for us as a house is dimensions of the Holy Spirit. Dimensions. So there is an outpouring. And I thank God, because one of those dimensions is what has been emphasized in the prayer. Psalm 90, verse 12 again. So, power of God is being outpoured. And then there is delightsome favor. There is delightsome favor. About God, there is nothing like sourness. God's word. As long as I have my breath, I will preach this word. There is no other prescription. There is no other. Philosophy of men, it will fade away. Doctrines of a denomination, it will fade away. Except it's built on the word. Faith extenders, we fade away. God's word. And I present to you again this medicine as we take our journey into 2021. Time is tickling. But hey, let the word make adjustment for you. Let the word renew you. Let the word give you direction. Let the word heal you. Let the word deliver you. Let the word encourage your heart. In the midst of the happening around us, God's word is preventive. It is curative. It has no overdose. It has no side effect. If there is any, consult your doctor, which means more chapters. More chapters. More rhema. More opening of eyes to see. And please don't forget, we are still, to help our accountability. We are doing a 90-day study on the New Testament. Please don't forget. If you've missed out on any, this is how I will just encourage you. There was a song that if you find out that you are holding hell, so don't stop. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. So, if you have not been part of it, let somebody read to you, or you can read by yourself. That's the food to your spirit, man. You know, the Bible says something that the spirit of man will sustain him in his infirmities. And in another place, Proverbs 24:10, he said, when you and I fail in the days of adversity, it means we have no capacity. One translation says it means we are made of a poor specimen. Another one says it means there is nothing to us in the first place. What's the use of being called a believer if we cannot prioritize God's word? So please, I will, like Paul, I will continue to beg you. I beseech you, therefore, my brethren, by the mercies of God, when all is gone, God's word endures forever. When all hope is lost, God's word renew our hope. So that takes me to the things we've touched on in our 12 prophetic signposts. So January, February, we've talked about emergence of new businesses. And we've also talked about existing businesses being strengthened. I'm trusting that in the course of March, we will get into a detail, a follow-up message on this. I may not be the one to take it, but I want us to practicalize it. Let me approach it from this dimension today so that you can understand it. I will approach it from the spiritual dimension, and then I think I will get a player in the marketplace to do the other side. But hey, please understand that grace to start new businesses has been poured forth. The grace for existing one to be strengthened has also been poured forth. So I titled this, The Pioneering Spirit. The Pioneering Spirit. Genesis chapter 1. Let's look at the law of first mention. If you want to get a good grasp of any subject matter on the heart, just go to Genesis, look at the law of first mention. That's why it's called the beginning. That's what Genesis means. Genesis 1, I read from verse 24. Then God said, let the heart bring forth the living creature according to his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the heart, each according to his kind. So kind began, kind principle was ordained and established by God, and say it was so. Verse 25, God made the beasts of the heart according to his kind, cattle according to his kind, and everything that creeps on the heart according to his kind. And God saw that it was good. So there was something that God had in mind. And he made sure that what you call in business, the basic raw materials were in place. Look at verse 26. He says, then God said, after he has done verses 1 to 25, and he saw that it was good, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion. So there was specific job description for man. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the heart and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. Can I have verses 26 to 28 in the Amplified Translation, please? And God said, let us, that is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority. God is not a consumer, so he didn't create one. God is a producer. That's the first thing I want you to please understand. And so, if people are made in his image, in his likeness, that is mankind as it were, we are made to be producers.
He said, and let them have complete authority over.
Please go on 27 and 28, please.
So God created man in his own image. In the image and the likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God. That's what verse 29 says. And mankind.
Verse 29.
God says, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the land, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them.
Job 8, 7. Job 8, 7.
And though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would greatly increase.
Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 21.
Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen one. Most people in our world admire entrepreneurs, but only a few will bite the bullet to become one. But I just want to point our attention. I know the argument that not everyone can be an entrepreneur. I know that argument may be valid, or is valid. I know the argument that some people have to walk the path of career. That argument may be valid. But I say to you under God this morning, God created man. Even if you're not aware, the potential to be an entrepreneur is right seated on the inside of you. And because of the outpouring of the Spirit right now, he said, consider not the former things. The former things, things like just look for a career path that is lucrative, then go through the motion, and then retired at such an age with the accrued benefits. But there is still more on the inside of you than that. That's what I'm saying. The first thing I like to say this morning is that God created us with that potential. Based on Genesis 1, he created us with that potential. And if we can just take the time, something will emerge from us. Something to add value to humanity will emerge from us. The thought of venturing to pioneer new things are scary for many, no doubt about that. The thought of not having income for a specific number of months is scary to many, no doubt about that. Everyone will generally be comfortable with career paths, substantial perks, looking forward to retiring. But the truth is that God has given you and I, the believers in Christ, abilities, potentials to till, to harness, to develop, and multiply. Abilities, potentials to till, harness, develop, and multiply. Always remember, please, brothers and sisters, that you are chosen by God and he has a plan for your life, for my life, much more than we are aware at the moment. Much more than what we can see. And when we learn to follow this plan, in their full revelation, which is what is called a dominion mandate, God can manifest his glory, his power through us. You know, the process is long. I mean, it's very easy for all of us to just join train with what is already working on the ground. But that pain, that labor, that's why we are red. No matter how it is, an entrepreneur is better any day than someone who just stay with a salary all their lifetime. It may not look like it in the beginning. That's why Job said, in the beginning, everything may look small. The income may not be consistent. But he said, yet at your latter end, you shall greatly increase. So, the pioneering spirit is that mindset to create new things. It's a mindset. I know in these days people talk about intrapreneurs, entrepreneurs, socialpreneur. Please, this is the message this morning. Consider any of the preneurs. Whether it is social, whether it's intra, whether it's entra, there is something that is lying within you. It's called abilities. It's called potential itself. So you can either start out on your own or you can co-own something. Because you and I, the believers in Christ, we will be living under our potentials if we don't maximize all that God has given us. No, I love the line of that song. He said, but all that I have, you have given. If you are not an entrepreneur at the moment, whatever you have, he has given. But there is room for more. I just want us to begin to consider it. The prophetic word has been released. Hey, God is doing new things. So the old mindset is that not everybody can be an entrepreneur. The old mindset is that just follow that particular path. And I'm not berating those who are walking in career path. As a matter of fact, every of your experiences, they add up together. And I also say to people, it's also better to work in an organized office before you become an entrepreneur. So the pioneering spirit is that mindset to create new things. You choose the role of a producer over being a mere consumer. You create, that's an entrepreneur, you create goods and services for the benefits of mankind. You move above just maintaining status quo and pay the price for your chosen path to greatness. So a pioneer either evolves something new entirely or modifies a existing product to create greater value using new methods or techniques. An entrepreneur is the one who uses their imagination to create and to innovate. You don't find that in a career path. You're just giving a job description. Follow the process. But as an entrepreneur, you have that ability to use your imagination. This is a microphone. I'm just saying it to you. As I'm holding this, it is a burden to me personally. Because I'm exercising my muscle. I prefer a lapel. It gives me freedom of movement. So you find out that the people, when they started microphone, used to be one big thing like that. And then over time, people look at it over time. There are microphones now that you can actually place like this and you still hear my voice. You know that this is not as powerful as those ones. Because my voice, pitch, but there are microphones now that the people on the console, in my best day, they can program my voice. So whether you hear me the day I'm tired or not, there is a way they synchronize my voice. So there is an improvement. And I'm sure in another 2-3 years, we will have a situation where it will be, the microphone will not be heard by anyone. Just put something in a certain room. As everybody speaks, you hear one another clearly. So, an entrepreneur uses their imagination to create and to innovate. This cut across. I mean, there used to be yellow taxis, yellow buses, more buses, but innovation has passed that. There used to be, I mean, there was a time we all believed that in Nigeria, delivery service can't work. It's changed. There was a time in Nigeria that you must have a shop before you sell anything. It's changed. So, an entrepreneur think, and not just within, not just outside the box, they think way, way above the box. The wings of your imaginations go to work, to innovate and to create. And you will agree with me. Every thing that has been created that really, really blessed mankind were created from the thought of those who have relationship with God. You can search. You can search. There's a level of inspiration that you can't touch except you have that kind of relationship with God. So, a pioneer evolves sometimes things which has not been or modify existing product. No doubt, entrepreneurship is a demanding adventure. Let me put the caveat. It's very demanding. Especially in an evolving economy like ours, where there are other variables, where policies change. It is indeed a tall task. But brother, sister, today, that is the future of this nation. And that's why I believe God is stirring our hearts. I trust God that after this service today, there will be confirmation for many people. There will be clarification for many people. There will be opening of eyes for many people. There are areas that you are not thinking of now. And God begin to steer your heart and your mind to do. There is something that is called the anointing to do business. And see, when we talk about anointing, he's here at this part of eternity. You see him as he is. So all things are ours in Christ Jesus. All things that we need is already fully supplied. We just need to take advantage of the things that freely belongs to us. So entrepreneurship, no doubt about it, is a demanding. It's an adventure. It's demanding. But the truth is that when you pioneer, you own a stake. Unknowingly, you own a stake. Your emotions is involved. I can walk with anywhere and not be emotionally attached. The reason why people don't consider entrepreneurship is that we are all afraid of the feeling of being tagged a failure. But what is failure? Just a way to discover how things should not be done. The secret of success is actually learning from your failure. If you are afraid to fail, then you are not ready for success. Having pioneered a Christian ministry myself in the last few years, I said in the first service, I've been around church in the last 29 years of my life. I've served in other places. But in the last 12, 13 years that we've pioneered Lighthouse, I have seen 6 things which I want to share with you. It may be a blessing, or they may just be something that you already know. But I know that pioneering may not be, it's not a yoke. So starting a business is not a yoke. Entrepreneurship is not a yoke. But hey, there is an anointing that comes with it. Number one thing that I have discovered is that you need courage. Courage. That's the foundation of entrepreneurship. Courage. 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 See thou a man who is diligent in his work. He will not serve ordinary men. Even while he's serving, he's training himself for the future thing. So you need courage. Courage. Courage to step out. Courage to start up. Courage. I mean inner stamina, which the Holy Spirit gives. Inner stamina to summon challenges, whether you like it or not, it will show up in the holidays. And you know, one of the reasons why I encourage people, I don't want it to be, I pioneered this church at over the age of 40. It should not be. In studying people, I wish I had started at the age of 21 after graduating from the university. There's no need wasting your energy on things that you are not going to do for the rest of your life. If you pioneer, it's the only caveat is debt. But there is reward because the energy is there to do things. I'm not going to pastor this church forever, but I know the phases of my life. So there's no retirement for me. As a matter of fact, while I'm trusting God, the kind of debt, because I've seen some prayer track, I will finish preaching wherever. It doesn't have to be here. And then I sit. And they say, it's time for grace. And they discover that the man has gone. And the man lives, not the man died. See, let me tell you something. The way God designed you and I, we can design our lives. And we can literally see it by the help of God played out. There is no virtue in going to a job that you are doing every morning. Then it means it's time to start praying. That is called inspirational dissatisfaction. So, courage. Not because there is no trouble, but to be able to forge ahead in spite of the challenges. So, courage is required to make decisions. Courage is required to define your what, your when, your how, your where, your which, you're with whom of your business. And business is all about decisions. But decisions at the right times. Number two, convictions. Conviction. Entrepreneurs, they don't work by feelings. They work by deep convictions and persuasion. They don't say, I feel like. Because they are not expecting anything after 30 days. If you feel like, you don't feel like sleeping. I'm just saying to you, these are things to prepare yourself for. Conviction. And that conviction, another word for it is faith. It's faith. You're so strong that this business will make a headway. You're so strong in your heart that this has come to stay. You're so strong in your heart that this will command resources, will attract favor, will attract referrals. So courage, conviction. Your conviction is what is also called vision. Your conviction will help you to achieve the goal for that business. Your conviction will help you take risk. And even when you fail, be convinced that you still have to. The only way to go. I mean, that's why someone made this illustration and I so love it. He said, in life, he said, come with these mantras. Look at your feet. Where are they pointing to? It's forward. If God wants you to look backward, then he will make your feet like that. So that when you are walking, you walk this way. But he's forward. 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 We leave the relics of failure. We arm ourselves with the lessons. But the only way is forward. And like the new world on the block, we move. We move. We move. So conviction. You see, conviction will help you to stay. There are ways to do ministries. I've been around. And I'm still around. There are things people do. But your conviction. So even in business, not every opportunity is yours. You live by your conviction. Number three, capacity. These are things that has helped me. Maybe you can learn one or two things from me. Capacity. Capacity is that inner deep compelling force to take shock, to pull through, to walk through. Someone, you probably have heard this. Someone traveled on a commercial flight once. And then he happened to sit up opposite one of the entrepreneurs in Nigeria. He said, while everybody was busy, you know, all those chatting and all that, the man was busy writing. So he said, out of that, he was reading. But out of that, he slept off. He said he woke up to go into the toilet. The man was still writing. He said he slept off again. He woke up. The man was still writing. Then he said that day he just made up his mind. If you say this man is rich, a lazy man can't have this like kind of lifestyle. So there are demanding things. So capacity. Capacity also helps you to pull through. You know, somebody sent a video to me. Yesterday, sometimes, you know, people just help your messages. So it's about two people. They were giving seeds to plant. So they were giving all the necessary tools. So they were watering the seed. So the seed sprout. And so the first fruit that came for B just started eating. But the other man started still pouring. So more fruit were shooting and all that until multiple fruits, until then multiple trees, and then the one who has only one, after eating the one, there was nothing again. And so, of course, you don't want to hear the inscription of that video, differences between the poor and the rich. So, the man had the business, but the first fruit of that business, he just hurt everything. That's not the kind of entrepreneur that I believe God is raising. So, capacity resides in the womb of vision. The next one, collaboration. 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 I will be fast, but please allow me to finish this message today. Collaboration. Please understand, the way the world is, you may not own everything anymore, 100%. You may not. Sometimes 2.5% can do you good. And then you build capacity to the point that you can do 10% somewhere. Then you build capacity to the point that you can do 50% somewhere. Collaboration. All the things that we do today, some of us ladies were wearing dresses. You'll find out somebody made the button. Somebody made the color. Somebody supplied the fabric. Somebody drew the pattern. collaboration. So I'm saying this because how do you source idea? We will get into it. Prayer is one of it. Praying in tongues is one of it. So collaboration. Effective collaboration has become a major issue for many people. And many people have played themselves out in business. But please see that word as what obtained in sport. You need team spirit. Some of us who are football, you know what it is. You know when a player is going solo, it doesn't help anybody. Goals are not scored, and sometimes defeat is recorded. For us to win, a team must be carefully selected. So I don't know how that will work in your world. The fifth one, capital. 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 But please, the way I looked at it, capital should not be reduced to money. Money is capital, is a form of capital. But what I'm talking about now is integrity, loyalty, justice, fairness. Integrity, keeping your words, loyalty. Even if you are pursuing a career, how loyal are you to that establishment now? He who is faithful in other people's thing, theirs will be committed. So capital. When we don't understand how this work, that's what happened to poor decision and then mismanagement of human and capital resources that is available. Number six, consciousness. 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 You must be alive to your environment. You must. Anything, if you are already an entrepreneur, it's okay. You will realize if you reflect, that was what brought you to where you are. If you are open to become one, be alive to your environment, so that you can know your onions, and with proper planning, you can always increase your propensity for success. What are the qualities of pioneers? Number one, unwavering passion. Unwavering passion. Please, this is different from, you have this cliche all around. Do what you love, find your passion. All those things, they are easier said than done. I know people just come up with all these things and all that. Do what you love, find your passion, and all these things, find your place, and every other thing will cooperate with you. It's easier said than done. See, this unwavering passion is an attitude of the heart. A lazy man is a lazy man, whether in Nigeria or anywhere. Unwavering passion. I read the story, and I think, because you see, entrepreneur is not a job, it's a role to be occupied to deliver value. I read the story of a woman. She has a luxurious chartered airline service in South Africa, SRS. I was told that that woman has always loved aviation. I read. So she wanted to start out her career as an airline hostess. But everywhere she went to for an interview, they rejected her because of her height. But that didn't deter her. So there was an unwavering passion to deliver service in that sector. And she's there today. She's a chartered airline fleet that she operates. And because of that, even though you might say is responding negatively, most of the pilots on our service are female. Said to show that something can come out of women in a male-dominated service environment. But that may not be. But hey, the lesson there is that unwavering passion. And the question is this morning, how do you test it? What are you willing to do if there is no naira kobo or dollar or pound sterling or euro attached to? What are you still willing to do? That's the way to find your passion. Forget about do what you love. And many people do what they love because of the monetary returns. Secondly, open-mindedness. That's a quality. Open-mindedness. Pioneering spiritual people never forget how much they can learn from others. And if for those of us who run businesses here, you have colleagues, you have competitors, but you ask questions. You know what is going on. Because the bottom line is that somebody is going to reference you. Just like people who pursue career path, you get to a stage in your career, it's not your CV anymore. Some people, is after you've gotten the job, that say, okay, bring your CV, do all the paperwork. Please be open-minded. Majority of people also, because of fear of failure, they have firm grip on their businesses like an iron fist. Rigidity won't also help. Be open-minded. See what you can learn. See what you can learn. Ask questions. Number three, reason, quality, desire to be an expert. Entrepreneurs generally take challenges as raw materials. Then over time, they are able to put things together that is not just for their own benefit, but for the benefit of other people. Number four, a forward-looking approach. Pioneering spiritual people are always thinking ahead so that they don't stray from the roadmap in their mind. Then five, a constant flow of ideas. Anywhere you find entrepreneurs, there's always this motivation, what is next? How do we take this to a higher degree of service? How do you source ideas? Because that's the next question I believe every one of us in this room. So I want to start a business. How do I know? I want to be an entrepreneur. How do I know? What do I need to do? I want to be a social entrepreneur. What do I need to do? Because of the outpouring of the Spirit at this time, number one, pray in tongues. Pray. I mean, that Jude 20, it says it's like building an edifice. So when you pray in tongues, this is what happens. Secondly, take note of your predominant thoughts. You pray. You may have an idea that is sketchy at the moment. You may have an idea that is clear at the moment, but your business needs to expand. Take time to pray. Because see, what we are doing at this time of outpouring is that we are building generational businesses. That's what we are doing. We are not just building businesses because we want to eat or drink. No, we are building generational businesses. And so what happened to the pioneer entrepreneur? That's the culture, the values that we hold that company till Jesus comes. So pray in tongues, in order to pray. God knows business more than you. Isaiah 48, 17. Each time I read that, he said, I am the Lord God, your Redeemer, the one who teaches you to profit. So God doesn't run anything at a loss. So if you have a business and it seems things are running at a loss, ask God. He can teach you. He can teach you. We have a friend who said up till now, I mean, when he was working in the bank, he said there was one day that their system was down. He wasn't in IT. He wasn't. And their line manager just said, hey, shall you come? Said he looked at the man. Said, sit down and press the code. Said he looked at the man. He looked at the computer. He looked at the man. And then he heard a voice. Said, sit. And he sat. And he said, whatever he pressed, all he knew is that life came back. And so each time they have issues in the office, the boss, who do you think the boss will call? So he's always praying up each day that there will be no issue. Because he said he felt like a pro. So take note of Deuteronomy and thought. That's the second thing. Whether you are in discussion with other people, whether you are reading a book, whether you attend a seminar. You know, some people are expecting twala, 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 kula, 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 ku, 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 ku. No. God is as gentle as anything. God will reach you the best way you can understand. It's not about to confuse you. How do we generate more money for this business? That's a very good place to start. Then start to pray in other tongues over that thought. And then pay close attention to those predominant thoughts in discussions, in books. Even when you travel, let your eyes be open. I read the story of a man he said that when they were about to start their bank, of course the bank has gone, he was in that hotel somewhere in one part of the world. And he said that he just felt that he should name that bank after that hotel. Thirdly, find out what you love to do in your daily routine when there are no financial reports. That may be a pointer. I mean, I can mention some of the major comedians in Nigeria. In fact, one of them said he used to crack joke for his roommates. He would crack joke, everybody would laugh. So there was a major competition on the campus that day, I think Miss Campus or whatever. And the so-called star that they invited refused to show up. So they postponed the show for 1 hour, 2 hours. And then all of a sudden, his roommate just carried him and then threw him on the stage. His roommate were in the crowd. They all paid. So from that point up till the time that he left school, every event on the campus, he manages it. In those days at Unila, one guy he'd go and carry malams from Sabo. He sells suya to us in front of the hall every night. Today he's a businessman. He has food. So whatever you love to do in your daily routines, when there are no financial, may be a pointer to the entrepreneurial spirit within you. Number four, ready to partner with God. A lot of the reasons, why businesses also experience challenges, the owners, they take God out. No, from the onset, even if you have one running now and you haven't really covenanted that business to God, please do. If you read Job chapter 5, if the Bible says he will preserve your soul in famine, you will laugh at destruction. And please, let me also say, whether you like me for this or not, if you run a business as a believer, always learn to give a portion of your profit to God. It's a key secret. So let God partner. If God is your partner, we can't be in the same room and you are making decisions and he will lead you into error because he has a stake in that business. So, ready to partner with God. And we are talking, one of the prophetic signposts is what? Financial stewardship button being passed. So, ready to partner with God. Number five. God's leading will always come with peace. So how do I know that this is the right thing? His leading will always come with peace. So you pray in tongues, you take note of your predominant thoughts, whether you're in discussion, books, or travel. You find out what you love to do on a daily basis, without no financial report, and then you are ready. You are ready. Deuteronomy 8:18, I can't get away from it. In the NIV, it said, it gives you strength to make a living. It's leading. We always come with peace. And number six, you must learn to obey the law of process. You must. I haven't finished reading the article, but there's a pastor in town who posted that article last night. So I haven't finished reading it. He was addressing the evil in Christian ministry today. And you know, it's very funny. This is very funny because the people I relate with, my own tribe, they don't do such. People we saw. So there is that conflict. Papa, mama, they must wear the same thing to church. Papa, mama can't afford it. So you have fashion designer sewing for papa, fashion designer sewing for mama, shoe suppliers, everything on credit. So the person wrote that article, said not all that glitter is gold. A 35-year-old person is different from a 5-year-old. You can be driving home after service now, eh? And you see household one, household two, household three. I can tell you the history of that ministry. Because I've related with them. Law process. A child. I mean, in those, I know that many people didn't do, if you don't do Yoruba arts in secondary school, you probably don't know this thing. There is one book that we read. In that book, Igbo Olodumare, there is one person in that book, one character, they call Ajantala. He was born now, he started walking the same day, and he started running the same day. And that takes me to my last point. Please learn delay gratification. Learn it. If you're going to be a good entrepreneur. Can I just see this last one? Do you know that some people in ministry believe that if I show up at a speaking engagement with G-Wagon, that determines the way I will be rated? Oshiburu. Oshiburu. And the same thing for people in business. There was a young man I used to know. I'm not even sure where he is now. First contract. Made good money. And he went to buy Range Rover. And he said that anywhere he shows up, when people see him, they will sign contract. The same Range Rover was... One person told him, said, this one that you are using, Range Rover, if we give you this contract, you will steal our money. Learn it. It's not for the fact that you don't do certain things now, doesn't mean you won't do them. And that's why, in case you don't know, that's why you will never see a banker coming to market you in a yellow suit. It can't happen. If you see Alibaba here in a yellow suit, it's okay. Because that's the trade. If I'm coming here every week with Gucci Banlabo, is there any designer names? God bless you. Have a lovely week.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,